Welcome to I'm Inspired Devotionals. I'm Didi. This is a space for you as a believing child of God to mature your faith, grow a closer relationship with God, and live confidently in Christ. You can send in your prayers and questions and we'll respond accordingly. Thank you.
Authentic, rightly leavened. A few years ago, I had an experience with a packet of yeast I bought at the store for bread making, which turned out unsuccessful because the recipe was wrong. I kept the yeast in the fridge for storage. The yeast sachet wasn't properly closed, so I woke up the next morning to find the interior lining of my fridge entirely covered by particles of yeast. I later learned that the temperature was optimal for further growth of yeast since it was a microbe. In the world of baking, we often marvel at a seemingly small ingredient that makes a significant impact. Just a pinch has the power to transform a lump of dough into a risen, fragrant loaf of bread. With the potential of influence through yeast, the size or amount doesn't matter. A little goes a long way. It can both convey positive as well as a negative influence. So Jesus used it to describe the kingdom of heaven for us to accept its positive potential. Matthew chapter 13 verse 33. He told them, still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. In this parable, we see a woman using a small amount of yeast to influence a large amount of flour. The Bible says she worked through the dough so it affects the whole. When you put yeast in an area of flour, just that part will be affected. But when you knead the dough, the amount of flour doesn't matter anymore. It spreads effectively and causes transformation or growth. And the effect of yeast is irreversible. Christ emphasizes on the fact that all our actions, whether positive or negative, has the power to influence people's behavior. During the Passover, yeast was symbolically associated with impurity and sin, and its removal represents a commitment to a new purified way of living. It called the Israelites to a place of repentance of all sin or contaminations. Note, if yeast can take effect anywhere, then in the sight of evil, the evil will become bigger and then multiply. Luke chapter 12 verse 1. Meanwhile, when a crowd of many thousands had gathered, so that they were trampling on each other, Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, saying, "Be on your guard against the yeast of Pharisees, which is hypocrisy." In this verse, Jesus, who is the yeast, is addressing or in a position of influence, a large crowd, which is a large amount of dough that had gathered around him, to the point where they are pressing in on one another, which is the process of kneading the dough. He takes this opportunity to give a warning, specifically to his disciples, about the behavior of the Pharisees, an observable yeast of negative influence. The metaphor yeast used here symbolized something that spreads and permeates, similar to how yeast affects dough. Jesus warns against the yeast of Pharisees, which he identifies as hypocrisy. Jesus cautioned his disciples to be aware of the deceptive and insincere behavior exhibited by some Pharisees, directing their focus towards the importance of authenticity and sincerity in one's faith rather than outward display of righteousness that may mask internal hypocrisy. Authenticity is the foundation of trust. When people perceive you are genuine, they are more likely to believe in your words and actions, leading to stronger, more meaningful relationships, hence allowing themselves to be influenced by you. It inspires. When people discover that someone is being hypocritical, saying one thing but doing another, it erodes trust and breaks down communication. It weakens a person's moral authority and influence. As Christians, when we are hypocritical, it undermines the credibility of our faith or espouses our moral system, as people may question the sincerity and authenticity of its followers. Rightly living yourself involves the aligning of one's actions with their values and beliefs, hence cultivating a sense of respect and admiration from others. Pretending to be someone you are not can be mentally and emotionally taxing, but embracing authenticity reduces the stress and anxiety associated with trying to maintain the facade. Psalm 1 chapter 1 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the paths of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." Living the life of the kingdom is intentionally avoiding the interaction that can potentially influence you. The yeasty body of Christ is enough to mingle the world righteously. We are the tool in God's hands to knead His righteousness into the world. In your little office, classroom, operation room, or congregation, allow God to rightly knead the yeast of genuineness. Prayer. Lord God Almighty, thank you for making my influence like yeast, little but effective. Use me, Lord, in your own way to cause change in the world. Help me be my authentic self always. Help me identify negative influences and keep me from evil. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining today's devotionals.